From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks, sitting in for Alex Chadwick. The race for president shaken up yet again, this time by voters in Texas and Ohio.
Barack Obama had won a dozen straight contests, but as the campaign heads toward Wyoming this weekend, Mississippi next week, and Pennsylvania next month, there's a different Democrat on a winning streak. It's Hillary Clinton, and here she is along with some of the other candidates from last night.
This nation's coming back, and so is this campaign.
I want to congratulate Senator Clinton for running a hard-fought race.
I've finished the race, and I've kept the faith.
Now we begin the most important part of our campaign.
Republican Senator John McCain cemented his spot in this fall's general election with a sweep that gave him enough delegates to win his party's nomination.
That race is over. The Democrats will continue to campaign.
We're joined now by Ann Lewis, who's been a close advisor to Hillary Clinton for more than a decade. Through various changes of fortune and personnel, she's remained a key strategist in Senator Clinton's presidential campaign and now holds the title of senior advisor. Ann Lewis joins us from Austin, Texas. And clearly, with wins in Texas, Ohio, and Rhode Island, good night for Senator Clinton. But can the campaign really claim the momentum has shifted in its favor, or did Senator Clinton just fight off defeat for now?
I think what Senator Clinton has claimed and will claim is that as voters in three very different, very important states took a good look at their choices for president, they decided that she would be the strongest nominee. And we go on from here to other states, including Pennsylvania, where once again hundreds of delegates will be at stake.
You mentioned hundreds of delegates in Pennsylvania, but even with these victories last night, Obama still maintains a lead in that all-important delegate count, and it's not clear that Senator Clinton can catch him. Doesn't Senator Clinton still have a big math problem when it comes to these delegates?
No, this is a decision that will be made by Democrats. We're just in March 5th. We've got months to go.
So the Democratic race remains unresolved. Is the Clinton campaign prepared to fight this all the way to the convention? And if so, wouldn't that be potentially destructive to the party's chances in November?
Well, I must say, a little puzzled by a line of thought which suggests that the easier way for Democrats to win is to stop campaigning. There are millions of Democrats who are going to be looking at this election, not just Pennsylvania, Indiana, North Carolina, Nebraska, West Virginia, Oregon. These are states that we want to carry in the fall. So I'd say it would be a strategic error as well as a political error for Democrats to say in the middle, we don't want any more information. We just want to stop. That isn't the way you win.
Senator Clinton was asked this morning on CBS whether she and Obama should be on the same ticket, and her answer was that may be where this is headed. Do you agree with that?
I never like to think about more than one election at a time. I think what we need to do...
Okay, that's an artful evasion.
...is just take our elections as they come, and then other decisions get made later.
Let me ask you this, Ann Lewis. Finally, much has been made of the Clinton campaign strategy in the past few days, running that red phone ad suggesting that Obama lacks national security experience, that he's been wobbly on such issues such as NAFTA. We learn again and again that going negative works. Are we going to see more of that in the weeks ahead from the Clinton campaign?
Gee, I'm not sure why you would say going negative when what we had, for example, with the NAFTA issue was that Senator Obama and his campaign flatly said there was no meeting. And after 4 days, a memo comes out from the Canadian government that describes the meeting. Now, I think that was a matter of fact, and I think those are the kinds of issues that voters ought to look at.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the distinction is, though, people might fairly call that going negative versus talking about positive policy prescriptions. So, you know, my question are we going to see more of that from the Clinton campaign?
When it comes to talking about positive policies, Hillary can talk about and has talked about universal health care. She's talked a lot about her plans for ending the war in Iraq. But I also think that part of a campaign is comparing who those candidates are.
Well, Ann Lewis, thanks very much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
That's Ann Lewis, a senior advisor to the presidential campaign of Senator Hillary Clinton.